AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Supreme Court is set to discuss a call to overturn its 2015 ruling legalizing same-sex marriage. The justices are expected to consider an appeal from former Kentucky clerk Kim Davis, who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples and was ordered to pay $360,000 in damages and attorney fees to a couple whom she denied a marriage license. The justices could say as early as Monday what they'll do. The Federal Aviation Administration's order to scale back flights across the U.S. is now in effect. The decision was made to ease pressure on unpaid air traffic controllers because of the government shutdown. Both passengers and package deliveries will be affected. Some Asian countries are still feeling the effects of a destructive typhoon. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Typhoon Kalma Egi has brought fierce winds and torrential rains to Vietnam, killing at least five people and leaving widespread damage across the country's central provinces, days after the powerful storm battered the Philippines and left schools dead or missing. As floodwaters receded, recovery work began in battered towns and industrial zones in Vietnam, with local authorities and residents clearing debris and repairing roofs to millions affected across the districts. In Dak Lak, Vietnam resident Nguyen Viet Thung tells the AP, "Our neighbor called us to tell us that the building has collapsed. When the typhoon was over, we came back from evacuation and saw this terrible scene. Three people have died in Dak Lak, two in Gia Lai province, while at least three others remain missing, according to state media. I'm Charles de Ledesma."
Shares were mostly lower in Europe following a retreat in Asia after losses for influential technology stocks pulled Wall Street benchmarks lower. This is AP News. There's a great milestone for a New York Christmas tradition.
The New York Christmas tradition didn't start in New York.
The Rockettes actually originated in 1925 in St. Louis, Missouri, and they were known as the Missouri Rockettes first.
Assistant dance captain Taylor Shimko says the act moved to the newly built Radio City Music Hall in 1932, where they are today. Choreographer Julie Branham says over the years, the Rockettes have turned it up a notch or two.
We were able to make the numbers a little bit more exciting by making the tempo a little faster. So we used to kick at 140 BPMs per minute. Now we kick at 152 BPMs a minute.
The troupe's signature Christmas spectacular is a blend of the traditional and modern.
I always say from the waist down is the work. From the waist up, it's Merry Christmas.
More than 1 million people are expected to see the Rockettes this Christmas season, and they will see a new immersive sound system similar to one used at the Sphere in Las Vegas. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.